brothers and sisters. Welcome to Food for the Journey. Today, the first reading is taken from the prophet Jeremiah, and this is the fifth Sunday of Lent. Have you done anything in this Lenten season? This is very close to the end of Lent. If you haven't, please do it now. If you have, persevere. One more week. Persevere. Open your heart more and more to the Lord. He loves you. You know that? He loves you so much. I think that if you were the only person in the world, he would have died for you. He loves you. He wants you with him for all eternity. So let's take a look right now at the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 31 to 34. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their fathers the day I took them by the hand to lead them forth from the land of Egypt, for they broke my covenant, and I had to show myself their master, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will place my law within them and write it upon their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer will they have the need to teach their friends and relatives how to know the Lord. All from the least to greatest shall know me, says the Lord, for I will forgive their evil doing and remember their sin no more. When God forgives, God forgets. If God can forget, I don't think so, but you know what I mean. God forgives, and he wipes it clean for us. Open your heart. Open your heart to God has made everything possible for you to know forgiveness. Let's take a look now at the responsorial psalm. Create a clean heart in me. Yes, O God, create a clean heart in me. Have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness. In the greatness of your compassion, wipe out my offense. Thoroughly wash me from my guilt, and of my sin cleanse me. A clean heart create for me, O God, and a steadfast spirit renew within me. Cast me not out from your presence, and your Holy Spirit take not from me. Give me back the joy of your salvation, and a willing spirit sustain in me. I will teach transgressors your ways. By the way you live your life, that's my addition, but it's, I will teach transgressors your ways. That's what we want to say, Lord. Give us the wisdom and the grace to help lead other people. Once we've turned ourselves in the right direction and shared that with other people, you can be a real, what should I say? You can be an ambassador for God, really. And God will see that, and God will know that. Everything you do, he sees and knows. Let's give him what is good in us and ask him for help where we're struggling, and he will give it to us. Cast me not out from your presence, and your Holy Spirit take not from me. Give me back the joy of your salvation and a willing spirit sustain in me. I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall return to you. Just know that's what I'm doing for all of us. I'm praying for that, myself included. We're all weak. We're all sinful. Open your heart to him. Go to confession where you need to. But open your heart to him first. Say, Lord, I want to be like you. I want to be more like you. I love you. What a Easter gift that would be to God. And now we take a look at the letter to the Hebrews. This is Hebrews 5, 7 to 9. In the days when Jesus Christ was in the flesh, he offered prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him. from death, and he was heard because of his reverence. Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered. And when he was made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. Eternal salvation for all who obey him. Don't miss it, brothers and sisters. Follow him. I want all of you in the whole world to see Jesus one day, but I certainly want the people who are listening to this little program. I so hope that you will take heart and move more deeply in following him. And then we look today at the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 20 to 33. Some Greeks who had come to worship at the Passover feast came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and asked him, "Sir, we would like to see Jesus." So Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. And Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life as though that's all there is will lose it. Whoever hates his life in this world," hate doesn't mean, it doesn't put it first. It doesn't pay attention to it until what his responsibilities toward God have been done. "Whoever hates his life," that's what it means, "in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me. And where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor him, whoever," in fact, "the Father will honor whoever serves me." My goodness, brothers and sisters, I am troubled now, yet what should I say? Father, save me from this hour. But it was for this purpose that I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. And then a voice came from heaven. "I have glorified it and will glorify it again." The crowd there heard it and said it was thunder. But others said, "An angel spoken to him." Jesus answered and said, "This voice did not come for my sake, but for yours. Now is the time of judgment on this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to myself." He said this, indicating the kind of death he would die. Brothers and sisters, there's so much sadness in all of that, for me at least, that Jesus was willing to die for you and me. He did the Father's will. He died. I don't know that I would have that courage. Of course, Jesus had incredible gifts given to him and grace. But still, brothers and sisters, he gave his life for you and me. And I want to encourage you to really read over that Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 20 to 33. I really want to encourage you to read it and ask yourself, how can I be more identified with the Lord? You don't have to do anything big. Just whatever is your worst habit or a sin that you repeat in your life, ask God to give you strength and take it morning by afternoon by evening, three times in the day. Just stop and say, "Lord, help me not do this. And in this place, give me the grace to do this." He loves you. He wants you to know him. He wants you to know your freedom, the freedom that comes in being united to Christ. Because when we're just united with sin and mistakes and trying to overcome this and that, we can just fall into, "Oh, it'll never work for me." Or we can fall into hopelessness. No, God doesn't want any of that for you. He wants you to have great hope. He wants you to open your heart even more to him. In fact, I just read a little article that said, when you experience suffering, pray with Jesus, Father, glorify your name. Ask the Father to be glorified by freeing you from sin. In this way, you can show your love for him. Do not be discouraged if you do not have perfect and pure love yet. Glorify the Father by admitting that you're not perfect and asking for his grace to do better. If you do that, these are my words, if you do that consistently, you'll notice a change over time. It might be 6 months, might be a year, it might be a week, but you'll notice a change. In all things, we can learn obedience through what we suffer and glorify his name. Even when you're doing something wrong, even when you've committed a sin, to say right away, Lord, I am so sorry. Please help me to change. I've done that. Please help me to change. Turn to the Lord. Don't be afraid. Go to confession and know the power of being free in Jesus Christ. That's what God has for you. It's not the easiest. It's definitely not the easiest thing. You know, we fight sin all of our lives because we're imperfect. Original sin caused us to be imperfect. But brothers and sisters, wherever you are in life, whether you're young, whether you're middle-aged, whether you're elderly, whatever stage of life you're in, just turn to the Lord today and say, Lord, I want to become more like you. Help me to praise you daily. Help me to thank you daily. Help me to see my sin and seek forgiveness for it. Help me. Please, Lord, don't try to do it on your own. As sometimes we think, oh, it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter. Or that's too big, I'd be too embarrassed to confess that. No, that's the devil at work. Don't pay any attention to it. I remember having difficulty a couple of times, but I did it, and the load off my back was huge. He loves you. He wants you with him, and he will forgive you. All you need to do is go to him and ask for that forgiveness. Go to confession and know new freedom. That's what God has for you. That's what he wants. He wants you free. He wants you loving him. He wants you being willing to follow him. He wants you to love your neighbors, your people that you see at church, in all kinds of ways, at work, wherever you might be. Be kind. Be kind. Sometimes that's hard, but other people may be going through difficulty too. Just be kind. You don't have to say it doesn't matter. Just say, I know you're sorry or whatever, and let it go at that. Don't accumulate it in your heart. Because when we accumulate it, the word I use is we become jaundiced and we just don't care anymore. And we just think, oh, this is me. This is the way I am. But we're not. We're God's children. And God wants us to be more and more like him. And he's asked us to forgive one another. Please do. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.